name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyous feast.
Joyous feast.
Actually, before you sit, let's look at this ivory for a moment. Because before we can speak about the three dimensions of this feast I mentioned last night, the Christ dimension, the church dimension, and the human dimension, we have to have a grasp of the dynamic of this feast. If we look carefully, if we listen carefully to the hymnody, to the scriptures, if we look carefully at the icon, we can see that there's a dynamic in which heaven and earth are joined together. Heaven and earth become one. There is no polarity. There is no division. Christ ascends to his Father, where he never left. He ascends to the place where he came from. And in doing that, there is this linking, but not only linking, there is this tight unity between heaven and earth. And that has an impact on us, an impact on the very understanding of the church. It has an impact on how we approach the world. Many Christians, especially Orthodox Christians, have an idea that the world is to be forsaken. Many have the idea that the world is to be minimized to the extent that it is not important. What is important is the kingdom of God. And yet, what did we hear in the reading from Acts today? The Lord is ascending, the disciples are looking up, and what do these men say, these angels say to them? Men of Galilee, why are you looking up? It's as if they were saying, men of Galilee, do not look up, because your work is here, on earth, in the world. Your work is here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And this brings us to the Christ, to the Christological dimension of this feast, and hopefully we can talk more about these three aspects on Sunday. Christ ascends in glory. He sits at the right hand of the Father. We are not talking about some kind of spatial seat. What are we talking about when we celebrate this feast? That Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. Throne of glory. He ascends this place of glory. And this place of glory signifies that Jesus, who is the Christ, is not just a human being, he is what? He is the God. He is the one who has come into the world because of his birth, death, burial, and resurrection. All of us, each of us, all of creation is called into this new life, this new relationship with God, which is made possible through the pre-eternal Word, the Son of God, taking on our nature. Jesus ascends in glory to his Father. He ascends as the God-man. He doesn't ascend as a spirit. He doesn't ascend just as God. He ascends as the God-man, and therefore, here we can bring in the human aspect, the anthropological aspect of this feast. By ascending in glory and sitting at the right hand of the Father, by assuming this place of glory, this place of divinity, our humanity is also brought into that reality. Already, humanity sits at the right hand of the Father. Already, our humanity is with the Father, who is before all the ages. With this ascent of Christ in glory to his Father, there is the end of his public ministry On the one hand, we can say, yes, there is this end, and then on the other hand, this end opens the way for a new beginning. And what is that new beginning? The descent of the Spirit. And why is the descent of the Spirit important? The descent of the Spirit is important because through this descent, as the Lord said, granted it was many weeks ago, but on Thursday evening for the matins of Holy Friday, we read the first gospel that is read is the gospel according to St. John, and we read the last discourse. What is one of the high points of this last discourse? Does anyone remember? The Lord tells the disciples, I am by the way, and I must go away. Why? So that the Comforter can come to you. So that the Comforter can come among you. And what will the Comforter do? The Comforter will remind you, will teach you everything I have given you. The Lord descends into heaven, and we are being prepared for the descent of the Spirit. And when the Spirit descends upon the believers, upon the disciples of Christ, the church is endowed with that great power of making the presence of Christ known here and now. The Lord descends, the public ministry is over, and yet, in that ascension, there is the descent of the Spirit. The Spirit enables us, enables the living body of Christ to continue His work here and now, so that indeed everyone and everything is united in the triune and triperson of God. The Spirit descends so that the church continues the work of Christ, so that everyone and everything is bound into